"I have it! I have it!" cried Stubb with delight, striking something in the subterranean regions. "A purse! A purse!" Dropping his spade, he thrust both hands in, and drew out handfuls of something that looked like ripe Windsor soap, or rich, mottled old cheese, very unctuous and savory withal. You might easily dent it with your thumb. It is of a hue between yellow and ash color. And this, good friends, is ambergris, worth a gold guinea an ounce to any druggist. Some 6 handfuls were obtained, but more was unavoidably lost in the sea, and still more perhaps might have been secured were it not for impatient Ahab's loud command to Stubb to desist and come on board, else the ship would bid them goodbye. Chapter 92. Ambergris. Now this ambergris is a very curious substance, and so important as an article of commerce, that in 1791 a certain Nantucket-born Captain Coffin was examined at the bar of the English House of Commons on the subject. For at that time, and indeed until a comparatively late day, the precise origin of ambergris remained, like amber itself, a problem to the learned. Though the word ambergris is but a French compound for gray amber, yet the two substances are quite distinct.